Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got John Patterson and Chip Bell back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. John and Chip are longtime members of our Brain Trust. Both of them are experts in their own right in the area of customer care. They're world-class experts. Chip is the founder and senior partner of the Chip Bell Group. John is the president of of Progressive Insights and a partner with Chip and his organization. But you put them together, folks, and we got an atomic effect here with regard to helping us all with improve our customer care. They're the authors of Take Your Breath Away: How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers, and they're our good friends. John Patterson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Chip, welcome back.
Good morning to you.
It's good to have you guys here. Last time you were here, I asked you to come back and talk about blending customer care, the kind of atomic on steroids customer care that you guys talk about, Take Your Breath Away stuff, with some of the social media tools and applications that are available. So what have you guys been working on?
We like to say social media is back. And what we mean by that is we all grew up with social media. I remember as a kid having a long, long string attached to the kid across the street with a bean can on
either end. Oh, yeah, of course.
And in many ways, the features that made that such a cool thing, where we could talk to each other in private and highly personal, characterizes the whole social media. So in many ways, it's back, and it's in a new form, obviously, but we think it's a positive thing.
You know, John, it seems to me that the more humans learn how to communicate in new ways, the more we want more of it, don't we?
We do, Jim. We really do. There's some startling research about how Americans feel about social media. I'll just share a couple of these pieces with you. But a recent survey, 93% of the people answering the survey believe businesses should have a social media presence. 93%.
And yet, I've got some research myself, guys, that I've found recently, we reported on recently, to only about 10 or 12% of managers think that they have an effective social media plan.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, this statistic is obviously big, but the other thing, Jim, is if the customers are out there talking, which they are, how can we as business people afford not to listen? In order to listen, we got to go where they are.
That's exactly. Which brings me to a point, Chip. You know, one of the things I've been trying to think about. You know, how can we help? How can thought leaders like you and me? How can we help our audience, our small business heroes out there? How can we help them decide which is the best applications? Which are the best applications? What are the right ones for them? Where should they spend their time, their resources? And I've come up with the silver bullet, and to me it's this simple. Ask your customers what they want. What do you think?
I agree. That is the best way to do it. And you need to blend the asking the customer with what's your objective, what's your goal. You know, depending on the kind of mission you have for social media might dictate a particular route or device or approach. And again, it needs to fit with what your customers think is important.
And here's the interesting thing, John, is every generation, unlike the way it was, say, 25 years ago, where everybody, regardless of who you were, you used a phone. 20 years ago, you started using a cell phone, but basically everybody used the same kind of communication with no real questions to be asked. Today, every generation has a different way of wanting to be communicated with.
Oh, you're exactly right. And we often talk with our clients about giving the customer the opportunity to communicate when and how they want to. It's back to that silver bullet you just mentioned.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you've got to ask them, because customers use social media in several different ways. We know that. They use it to talk with each other, and they use it to talk with businesses.
Right.
And so how are your customers using it? And that, as Chip said, will, and how do you want to use it? That'll lead you to what's the right tool.
Well, let's talk a minute about some specifics. Let's talk about some direct specific examples. For example, you've got one customer, she's 25 years old, and she likes to be notified when you've got new stuff or when her stuff is in or whatever information she's agreed to let you send her. But she might want you to follow her on Facebook or tweet to her or instant message her or whatever. But she probably won't want you to call her.
Probably not. The young folks in that crowd, since I've got a bunch of them in my family, are big texters.
Yeah.
And they'd much rather get a text from us than they would a telephone call.
And it reminds us that the more options customers have in every part of their life, you know, go to the grocery store, how many choices do you have today compared to before, means that we need to have many, many options for them in terms of how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're able to elect the one that is most appropriate for your customer. So it would be appropriate to be LinkedIn, tweeting, texting, Facebook, all of the options that you may have.
Right.
But use the ones your customers say. This is important to me.
No question about it. Now, some small business owners might say, holy mackerel, all these options, how can I, you know, this is too much trouble, it's too much work, it's confusing, I don't understand how to do all this. But there's an awful lot of good news in this, isn't there? Especially in the area of reaching customers and touching them on a regular basis without very much expense.
There are many, many, many tools available for free on the Internet that allow you to manage that social media and not just be a victim of data overload and being overwhelmed by it. Mm-hmm. And I think spending a little time on the Internet saying, okay, what are my choices? What are the tools I need to manage? For example, one simple example of that, John and I tweet every day, sometimes more than once a day,
right,
and sometimes tweet directly in response.
Mm-hmm.
But if to have to say, gosh, I got to remember to tweet every day, well, there's a program called Tweet Later. You can program it in to say, for the next 2 weeks, I want this tweet to go out every day.
Right.
And it's automatic. And so now that's the kind of thing that helps manage your time.
Or here are five tweets. I want to go out one every day, five different, completely different ones. Hold on to that thought, John Patterson and Chip Bell, and I will be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more to come. We're blending customer care with the social media tools. Stay with us. 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for going there and checking it out. We built it just for you. No barrier to entry. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to, ask a question, get an answer. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our Brain Trust members. You could spend the day there, and many do, so I encourage you to try it out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. John Patterson is with us, along with his partner, and Chip Bell, and John is Chip Bell's partner. They're partners back and forth in their organizations, but their combined work is for the sole purpose of helping you and me do a better job of taking care of our customers. Chip, by the way, give us the websites where we can find your books and find you guys.
The best one is TakeTheirBreathAway.com.
That's why I love that. And they can find the books there. I used that example when I was introducing you. I said, you know, if at least once a day a customer, in response to some services you provided them, the experience that they've had, if at least one customer doesn't go,
exactly.
You know, you're not working hard enough.
There you go. Exactly. You got to take it up to the top.
Well, and here's what it might sound like. Wow, you mean you guys will text me when my stuff comes in?
That's right.
That's a gasp, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a gasp. Or I was tweeting and you immediately responded because you read my tweet and saw I had a particular need or requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a problem.
There's a great example, Jim, on YouTube of a Domino's pizza franchisee getting a tweet late at night from a very good customer.
Yeah.
Who said, "Where's my pizza order?"
Oh, my.
And he jumped all over that, got her pizza order. But the thing he did that just blew us away, that really took our breath away, is the next day he went to his store, got his manager of his store, and they videotaped an apology to the customer.
And put it on YouTube.
And put it on YouTube for all of us.
For the world to see.
For the world to see. It
is
incredible.
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
Wow. Now, that's take your breath away stuff right
there. There you go.
Exactly.
Well, and there's so many different things that you can use. And see, what this is another reason, guys, why I still believe something I started predicting in the 20th century, not the 19th, folks, the 20th century. In 1999, I started saying that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And I think social media, the online customer community capability that we have right now, as you know, that's what I prefer to call it.
Yep.
The online customer community capability that we have right now, the technology and the adoption of these things, I believe is going to empower small business owners even more than we already are.
It's the David strategy against the Goliath.
Tell us why you say that, and I agree with you, but tell us why you say that.
Because I think the thing that many small businesses struggle with is how can I beat the big guys that have deep pockets and so much resources. And when you come right down to it, what customers value more and more and more is a highly personalized response.
Connection.
And so you can, and many times, a smaller company can do that much more effectively than a large organization.
We're the king of connection, small businesses. We're the emperors of connection. Nobody connects with people,
exactly,
with customers like small business owners do. And the big companies know that. They get that. They don't even try. I mean,
exactly.
They try, but they know that they can never compete with us on that. And now, John, we've got these incrementalized tools that helps us reach our customers on an incremental basis.
You're right, Jim. I want to read you three statistics that will take your breath away. Think about customer care and the impact customer care has on your business. Here's a survey where 72% of the people said they sometimes research a business's customer care reputation online before they purchase.
Mm-hmm.
74% said they choose the business based on what other customers said about their service experience.
Right, comments.
And 84% consider the customer care quality before they do business. So
wow.
When you look at those three statistics, what's that tell you about the connection to the customer?
Yeah.
I mean, there it is. And they're doing all this online because other customers are in that community that you like to talk about, chatting about their experience.
Well, there's no question about it. This is the thing. Small business owners are the best. Before we had any technology.
Yep.
Before we had any technology more than a wheel, small business owners were the best at taking care of customers and connecting with them. And see, here's the thing. The big reason that small business owners haven't been able to compete with the big companies has been we don't have the marketing budgets that they do. But in the future, marketing is going to be less important and connecting is going to be more important.
Absolutely.
And so it's moving in our direction, isn't it?
It is. It's a much like when we grew up in a small village and you knew everybody and they'd open up after hours if they needed to.
Right.
All of those features of that village phenomena, it caters to the small business, and that's the way the world's moving. It's a global village, but the features are the same.
And I still love to invoke the prophecy of John Nesbitt, who in 1981 said, "The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want."
Absolutely, Megatrends was
it comes
future
true.
Shock. Yeah,
it comes true more and more. It unfolds in front of us more mm-hmm. and more every day. John, give us the website again, please.
www.taketheirbreathaway.com.
That's the name of the book. Any new projects coming out?
We're working on a new one on hosting.
All right.
Yeah.
And also Customer Loyalty Guaranteed is another one of their books.
Yep.
Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Good job today. Where are you guys on Twitter, quickly?
You can find me at Chip R. Bell.
And you find me at John R. Pat.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
The tunnel, I see it burning bright.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.